ceiling is the remote. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday called for a de-escalation in fighting between Moscow's ally Armenia and Azerbaijan following a military flare-up between the countries over a territorial dispute. The Kremlin says Putin called for an end to hostilities during a phone call with Armenia's prime minister. And Iran on Sunday also called for an end to the fighting and said it was ready to facilitate talks and a ceasefire between its two neighbors. Iran has an Azeri-speaking community of over 10 million, as well as an Armenian community of just under 100,000. Fighting broke out earlier Sunday between Azerbaijani and Armenian separatists, claiming military and civilian casualties on both sides, including at least one child. The clashes, the worst since 2016, have raised fears of a new war between the two countries, which have been locked for decades over the Armenia-backed breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Geneva voters on Sundays came out in support of introducing a minimum wage, guaranteeing every worker in one of the world's most expensive cities at least $25 an hour. Switzerland as a whole has no minimum wage, and voters in 2014 turned down a chance to adopt one at the national level. Geneva voters themselves have twice previously rejected calls to introduce a minimum wage in their city. But on Sunday, the winds appeared to have changed as the coronavirus pandemic has deepened the wealth gap, with 58% of voters in the canton coming out in favor of the initiative backed by unions. Geneva's minimum wage vote was just one of many national, regional, and local issues on the ballot Sunday as part of Switzerland's famous direct democratic system. At a national level, voters also appear to be approving paternity leave.